Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome to Civility 360, your platform for all things productivity, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. Listen, I am your host, Professor Vernet A. Joseph, and I'm always joined by my good friend, my host, the global world civility leader, Sir Clyde Rivers. How are you doing today, my friend?
Man, Doc, I'm great, man. I'm excited for the topic of this show. I think it's going to open the eyes of a lot of people to a lot of great things that we have coming our way in the future.
Absolutely. And listen, we are speaking futuristically. We are telling you, whether you want to call it a prophecy or whatever it is, but we're telling you what is to come. So get ready, get your minds right, get your heart prepared so that you can receive today. Today, we will be talking to you on the topic of modern day difference makers. Modern day difference makers. Now, of course, we know there are difference makers in every decade and throughout history. But today we want to highlight the modern day difference makers that are alive right here, right now. You know, oftentimes, sir, we find ourselves looking back into history, and there's nothing wrong with that. You look back to be catapulted forward. But now in this season and for this generation, I feel it is so important for us to teach people how to appreciate those while they are alive. So as we dive into modern day difference makers, what's on your heart and mind, my friend?
You know, what I'm thinking about is this. The and hear this, people. The world will never, ever tell you you're good enough to do anything. It'll never tell you you're good enough to do anything. Mm. So what I tell people is the gift on the inside and the passion you have needs to be enough to fuel you. Mm. Never look for a kiss from the outside. Go and do the needful with your life. Because what happens is this. Look at, think about all the people I know from our world civility, man, world movement. It's not a movement, it's my lifestyle. It's mm-hmm. a lifestyle mm-hmm. of people that have chosen, that understand this. Now, Professor, this is what we have to understand. From a biblical worldview, if God created everyone and God is a God of love, then who does he hate?
Come on, sir.
He may not agree with everything an individual does, but he does not love them. And what happens is look at the oppressive institutions around the world that are holding the people that God created back because of monetary gain, something in the country system that holds a people down. Do you think the creator of the world is okay when his people are oppressed, suppressed, and depressed? Do Come you on. Really think the creator of the world's okay with that, Professor? Talk to us, Professor V.
You know, as I sit and I listen to you, sir, that is so, so important, because I don't think when we actually look at our everyday life that we recognize that God is in every area, in every instance of it. It is so amazing to me, sir, how people actually watch this. Let's put on this lens for just a moment. You are talking to someone else and you're telling them what you expect of them. And you expect to see action, evidence, and results. But for some reason, when it comes to you putting the mirror on yourself, you more or less govern yourself according to your intention. But you want other people to operate according to action. And that is where, when we begin to talk about difference makers, when we begin to talk about modern day difference makers, it is imperative for us to use the same lens that we desire of others on ourselves. Now, we know in the good book, it tells us to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. So what is different when you're talking about a difference maker? Do you want to be a difference maker in your home? Do you want to be a difference maker in your community? Do you want to be a difference maker in terms of an influencer in a region or around the globe? Either way, when you talk about being a difference maker, there's a mindset that kind of goes along with it. And I dare to say this right now, sir, but there was a book that we wrote that talks about the making of a world changer. Do you remember this book?
Yes, I do.
The making of a world changer brings about specific things that people can do and practice to become, watch this, difference makers. Now, the difference that you will make may not be the same difference that I will make, but we sure will make a difference in our own right. We're not competing. We're not here to tear one person down so you can get built up or X or Y or Z. When we talk about our modern day difference makers, I think we have hundreds of difference makers that are making big things happen. Watch this. As we have come out of 2020, do you know how many platforms were created because of difference makers? Come on, talk to me, sir. What's on your heart?
You see, difference makers are people that aren't afraid to interrupt old systems. If an old system is in existence and it's not benefiting people and it's causing things that aren't good, it may benefit you. And see, this is, let me tell you one of the things I'm looking at. It may benefit you, but not others. And I always tell people, ask the golden question. And difference makers ask the golden question. If the shoe were on the other foot, would I be okay with the same treatment? And so many people say, well, hey, look, Dr. Rivers, man, I'm living good now. This is great. If your brother or sister is living in bondage and are not free, then you're not free.
Ooh-wee.
You're not free. Difference makers interrupt systems that may benefit one but not the other. And what they do, they look to bring equity of opportunity. And hear this, and they don't let people jade the narrative. Dr. Rizzo, everyone has to be equal, have equal stuff. No, equity of opportunity.
Yeah.
Because 7.8 billion people all have a different gift. You're not going to make it equal. They need opportunity. Wow. Now, when you've lived in benefit and others haven't, it's hard to give up benefit. But don't worry about it. God will force you if injustice is in your benefit. I love what Desmond Tutu said. He says, God always wins.
Always wins.
Look at every country that's had, look at South Africa with apartheid over. Look at the various countries in the world where people have been mistreated over. Why? A just God always finds difference makers to interrupt paradigms. And so what we're doing in this day and hour, and it's around the whole world, guys, you can't look at the oppression. And I travel the world. Look at the poverty. Look at the sickness. Look at the wretchedness that goes on in nations of the world. God's not happy with that.
Come on now.
God is raising up difference makers that are in there empowering people. Because yes, you have no idea, the person that's being empowered, you have no idea what God designed them to be. So lift others up. Over to you, Professor Burnett.
As we look at that and we talk about lifting others up, you know, I am so just engulfed in that. My livelihood, my lifestyle, my mentality, what I do each and every day is wrapped up, tied up, and tangled in just that. It's helping other people. And it's not about greed. It's not about myself. It's not about, oh, put me in front of a camera or lift up my name. It's building platforms that other people can shine on. And when we look at that, that is what we call selflessness, right? Not selfishness, but selflessness. And when I think about a difference maker is an interrupter, but also is a disruptive force that causes anything that is of ill will or ill gain to disperse. And when we see ourselves as difference makers, modern day difference makers, we then shine a light and open up a pathway, a door, a window, a chasm for people behind us to come through. So as we break these barriers and tear down these walls, as difference makers, people's lives, generations will be changed because of what we do today. So as I think of that, a quote that comes to mind is the action, the preparation, and the execution of today fortifies our tomorrow. So what are we doing? Who are some modern day difference makers? I want you to start telling us right now, who are some modern day difference makers in your life, in your community, in your industry, in your region? We want to know who are the modern day difference makers. And why are we asking you this? Because as you begin to put them on the chat in this show, other people around the globe will be able to tap into those names. And that, my friend, is what matters, because we can do more together than we can do apart. Back to you, my friend.
Wow. Wow. That's powerful. That's powerful, Professor Burnett. And you know what? Difference makers, your starts are ugly. Mm. Your starts, how you start to be a difference maker, is not pretty sometimes. Mm-hmm. It may be something that happened to you, mm-hmm. and you don't want to see that injustice ever again. Yes. It may be something that happened to a family member, something that inspired you to say, I'm going to make a difference. And mm-hmm. and you know what? And hear this, change only, I tell people, change isn't change until it's changed. Mm. Difference makers bring a change, but it's not changed until it's changed. So difference makers are people that they create a culture for what they want to change. Mm. You have to build a culture. I Change Nations, for example, the world's largest culture of honor organization, is what I've been able to establish. We saw a need for honor. We said, wait, why is it that when I travel the nations, all these good people, no one is acknowledging good people. Mm. So what I did, we started a business called I Change Nations. It's the world's largest culture of honor. It is I'm a consultant and an actual trainer, and I've created the culture of honor. So we have been around the world working with modern day difference makers. Christina Kozacek, Every Girl Wins. She has taken a thought, an idea, and now that thing is moving in 15 nations. Dr. Robin Lococo of Challenge Champions and Heroes, she had a passion for special needs. She goes, wow, the actual differently abled need to be treated with honor and respect. Mm. Her thing is actually taking off in the countries of the world now. Yes. What am I saying this for? Because modern day, Dr. Burnett, with your productive business civility, yes. you were in Jamaica acknowledging people that are making a difference in the Caribbean. Yes, you've been into Antigua, you've been into St. Martin's, making a difference, because the difference makers that you know, and you, man, come on, are you hearing me, Professor? Go ahead, over to you. Yes,
I love it, I love it, I love it, man. And one of the things that really, really blesses me is when we begin to think about the difference makers in our lives. We begin to look at this. Listen, as you mentioned, it is messy when you start. It is not pristine. It's not clear cut. It is not just going to fall into your lap the way that you expected. But modern day difference makers are those who are sold out to their thing. Whatever that is, however it's going to help other people, they're sold out to it. You mentioned some dynamic people who are difference makers today. And as I sit back and I think about a Dr. Will Moreland, who has actually created healthy competition. Did you hear that? Healthy competition.
Goodness.
You know, I think of people like Ife Badajo, who is making a difference with islandpreneurs and are changing people's lives around the globe. I think of Marquez Hughley, you know, with Crown Life and how he's bringing leaders, Christian leaders and leaders from different walks of life together to understand 21 days of Crown Life Living. Can you think of anyone in your community, in your region, in your circle that is making a difference? We are looking for modern day difference makers. This is the year of the difference maker. And we want to highlight these difference makers. We want them to know that we appreciate their contribution to the earth. Listen, I don't care who you are out there right now. Despite what you may be going through, despite what yesterday may have held, what I need you to know is to stand flat-footed and firm in who God has made you to be.
That's really good.
Because there's something inside of you that is going to revolutionize the world. But don't keep it hidden. Don't keep it hidden. Get involved. Get started right here, right now. Listen, I'm reminded of another book that we put together. Do you remember this one?
Absolutely.
Come on now, everyone, 7.8 billion people on the planet, and they all have value, folks. So when we begin to talk about, I have a solution, it doesn't matter if you're talking about race relations, if you're talking about injustice, it doesn't matter if you are a speaker, it doesn't matter if you're an author, whatever it is that God has called you to do, my friends, I don't want you to hold back. A great difference maker that I'm thinking about right now that comes to mind is T.C. Cooper with her Characterpreneur initiative.
That's a great lady. Her
faith-focused flow and how she brings about the community to understand the just the dynamics of who you are, how you can lead effectively through your character. My God, making a difference. This is the year of the difference maker. Back,
man, Doc, and I got some difference makers I want to talk about right now. We have one, Dr. Karen Moore, with her colorism.
All right,
she's actually showing people that, hey, the color of your skin does not define you. Does not define you as good or bad. It is what it is, and she has a movement that's doing that. That's impacting the world. We have Jillian. Basinge, actually Royal Civility.
Come on.
What is that? That is everyone is it's we are modern day royals. She's creating a new mindset in people. Saying it's different. We have a blessed girl with Anana Pfeiffer De La Home. So we have all these people, Patrick, man, Basinge with like greatness. So what's happened is this, has all these people. All these people in the midst of the last couple of years have been inspired to move out of the boat. Dr. West with Biolog, moving to help create a culture. Tracy Ward with Reset, Reality. So all these people have stepped up to be difference makers. And watch this here. When you make the difference, Dr. Burnett, the person that made a difference in actually your life has no idea what you're doing today. And how many people, the one that impacted my life has no idea what I'm doing today. Yeah. So if you never devalue the one that's to be empowered by the Son of God, because you have no idea what that one, what about the one that empowered Nelson Mandela?
Come on.
What about the one that empowered Gandhi?
Mm-hmm.
What about the one that inspired Dr. King?
Mm-hmm.
What about the one that inspired that to make difference makers? So here it is, people. The value is making a difference for others' lives. Over to you, Dr. V.
And what I love about that, sir, as we sit back and we really peel the onion back on this, if we can make a difference for the one. See, so many people in this day and age, they're caught up in the internet sensation, going viral and all of this stuff. Listen, if you can do it for the one. It's enough, because you don't know the seed that you are planting in someone's life and what and who they were called or created to be. You see, many times we get to a place where we amass what we would call or think is success. But true success of a world leader, true success of a difference maker is the empowerment of the people who they have impacted. And the work that those people will go forth and do. You know, I'm reminded of many different pastors who they had predecessors that were giants, right? But God told them to pass the baton. And I tell you, the applause of men is the royal drug of the enemy. And if you don't understand how important it is to pass the baton at the right time.
Yes, yes.
You will miss the mark.
Yes.
So when you think of these preachers, when you think of these leaders, these speakers, these authors, these difference makers, these influencers, it's not just about them. It's about how many other people they can deposit seeds into. Because when you begin to have the right lens and you start looking at the world and you say, I see men as trees, life begins to change. Because men and women are seeds that grow up to be trees that shade, that provide nature and nurture, and also it gives back to the ecosystem.
Wow.
When we talk about being a difference maker, folks, this is not a game. This is not a fad. This is not something that you're just going to see come up, leave you the next day. This is something that is a lifestyle. When you talk about I Change Nations, the largest culture of honor, many, many millions of things will be birthed because there was one seed planted in the heart of one man who decided to take that and run with it. Come on, folks. When you begin to talk about placing and becoming a disruptor, an interrupter, because there's a void, lives begin to change. And we have not even seen the tip of the spear as to what is going to be accomplished. So when you hear us talk about modern day difference makers, I want you to pause for the cause. I want you to take a minute and to think about it. Who are some of the people that have affected your life for the better? Back at you, sir.
You know, I'm thinking about something. As a leader, when you don't pass the baton, look, you can leave a mark in your generation, but a scar in the next one.
Ooh.
When you don't turn the power over, you begin to create systems where people are damaged in their thinking because it becomes more about you than it does about moving them forward. And if you understand something, every generation, it changes. So I tell people, I want to leave a mark and I want to leave fruit that remains in every generation that's under that comes. Absolutely. And what happens is this: get your actual ego filled by God so that you can bless others. And it's no longer, like I tell people, I'm not competing for the stage anymore. I've created a platform by the grace of God, and now it's time to put people on. And here it is, Dr. Burnett. And they're coming from all over the world to walk on this stage.
Absolutely.
They're coming from all over. And you know what? And I'm not making it difficult to be on the stage. When I interview and talk to people that get on the stage, I will know whether they paid the price or not by our conversation. And you know what I'm talking about on that one.
Absolutely.
Because watch this here. Difference makers. I was on the phone this morning speaking with a person, and I said, we don't understand that the good and the bad is God.
Mm-hmm.
It's God. If I didn't have certain things happen in my life that where I knew I need to depend on God and he was the only one that could pull me out, I wouldn't have the faith I have today.
Come on now.
So sometimes we try to pray away, move everything away, but it's what I went through that's made me a difference maker. So sometimes people, we can't pray the trial off your back. We can pray grace to walk through because it's that's going to cause you to make a difference. That pain you're in right now will cause you to make a difference. That thing that you don't like, it bothers you every time, that's the thing that's going to make a change in the world. Over to you, Professor Burnett.
You know, when I hear you say that, the theme that comes to mind is all day, every day. I don't want to be a difference maker today only. I don't want to be a difference maker who where I'm acting like Al Bundy and only talking about my high school heydays, right? I want to be a difference maker all day, every day. I want to impact someone's life all day, every day. And when we talk about modern day difference makers, that's exactly what we're, look at what we're doing now. 360, Civility 360. We put a platform together that is empowering millions of people all around the globe. Why? Not because of us. We're not here to toot our horns. What we're here to show you is that it's possible. And if it's possible, then why not accomplish it? Why not do it? Get away from that adage of fake it until you make it. Do what you've been called to do, what you're born to do, and shine. Shine bright so that generations can see that it's possible. Come on, somebody. It's your time. Not a time to debate, not a time to hate, not a time to complain, not a time to have issues with this person or that person. Empower everyone that you come in contact with. And we talk about ego. Your ego needs to be filled with his go. God's go. You want to be empowering God's opportunities with each and every person that you come in contact with. When they come in contact with you, they've got to see a God-sized opportunity. That's what ego you need to be walking with today. Back at you, sir, as we close.
Wow. Wow. This was so important to understand difference makers. Difference makers, let me tell you this here. Don't do it for the accolades. Do it for the obedience to God. Because hear this, let me give you a real difference maker lifestyle. You're on stage 1% of the time. You're grinding the 99.
There it is.
You're behind the scenes working to the wee hours in the morning to make something happen. You're traveling in your car on airplanes going. So here it is. You're going to shine for 5 to 10 minutes on the stage, but the work is done behind the scenes. 95% of the work that empowers others is not done when they're shining on stage. It's done in the background. Over to you as we close, Professor.
Once again, folks, you know what time it is. We're talking about Civility 360. It's all about civility in every single facet of life. So as we always say right here, you're always going to get civility, influence, and action because those are our deliverables. We are looking for the modern day difference makers. And you, my friend, need to start looking and mine for the difference makers in your life. Remember this, this is the year of the difference maker. The question is, what type of difference will you make? Blessings, peace, and civility, 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 peace, and civility.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.